flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is NFC Championship Week on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz, Ike Reese, how you feeling?
Brother Spike, feeling pretty good. Despite my 1-3 record in NFC Championship games, I feel good about this week, Jackie Fritz!
And don't bring up your record in bowl games either. Everything's fine. Everything's
holla
fine.
At your boy.
Yes.
Nobody cares about bowl games.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Every time. Nobody cares about bowl games.
So to bring you inside the radio show real quick.
Oh, no.
So Spike, every day before the show starts, start jumping up and down to get hype. You have a replacement hip. Like I can't see you fall, like going down right before the show starts because it throws everything off.
So yeah, so I jump up and down to get myself revved up. Can I tell you the truth about the hip? So I had my 1 year checkup or whatever 2 weeks ago, okay. And I said, "Hey, is there anything I couldn't do?" And he's like, "It's made out of ceramic and metal." He goes, "You can't break it." He said, "You're more likely to break the other hip than you are to break." So maybe that one could happen. But the replacement hip apparently is pretty strong.
Well, just know you can do anything you set your mind to.
Yes. Oh, but to break the other hip or break the ceramic one. Yeah. I'll try. I'll do my best. Well, a big show as it always is. Here we are on a Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. B. Mitch is going to join us at 3. Get a little perspective from the other side. Flyers and 50 with Braves.
Yes, 3 straight, baby.
At 3:30. Baldy at 4. The newest Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings at 4:30. And Jack, as always, at 5 o'clock with the top 5 at 5. And to start it off, I'm going to talk about one man who we haven't really talked about very much this week on this show. And his name is Josh Harris.
This is going to be awesome.
And I have to admit, I was wrong about something. Very, very, very wrong. So when Josh Harris bought the New Jersey Devils, and everybody, I remember Angela flipping out about it. How could you buy the Devils? You own the Sixers, blah, 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 blah. You're disrespecting everybody in Philadelphia. I was like, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. And I said it over and over again that it didn't matter to me that he owned the New Jersey Devils. And then Josh Harris, Harris Blitzer Sports Entertainment, bought the Commanders. And I said, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. I don't think he's a bad owner. And I would be like, you know what? As far as how these new rich guys go, this is what they do. They buy stuff and they turn it around. This is how it goes. So I didn't care that he owned the Commanders. But now we have Sunday. And it hit me after the game against the Rams that the idea of seeing Josh Harris at Lincoln Financial Field celebrating the Commanders going to the Super Bowl was completely intolerable to me. It made me, the idea of it makes me want to throw up. Hmm. And all of a sudden, my perspective on Josh Harris owning these teams has changed. Like, now I understand why it's bad. Up until this point, we've never really had to deal with it, right? The Devils and the Flyers, not really good at the same time, didn't really matter. The Commanders weren't that good last year. But here, this year, with the Commanders being good and perhaps standing in the way from the Eagles being in the Super Bowl, I look at his face and it makes me mad. Like, all of it bothers me. And not only do I want the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl, I also almost as much can't stand the idea of Josh Harris getting to the Super Bowl, especially with us standing there in the way. So it never bothered me before, but today, January 22nd, 2025, I can officially say I was wrong, and I think it is actually bad that Josh Harris owns competing sports teams.
Well, I'm Joshua Harris, this thing has always been sort of, he's so out of sight, out of mind. Like, I almost have to be reminded that he owns the Sixers. So I can't even necessarily say I'm where you're at yet. Doesn't mean I won't get there. Listen, if he's obnoxious Sunday, they happen to win this damn game Sunday somehow, then, and he's not, and he forgets he owns a team in this city, and he seems to be parading around.
Whooping
and
jumping it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Jumping up and down like
that
Howie was.
That may change my perspective on this whole topic that you have right now. But I got to be honest with you. As of right now, more or less, like, I don't even see Josh Harris as one of us. I just don't. He's an absentee owner. Doesn't feel like he's a part of the community here. Hadn't really heard much from him until they did a about face on the whole where the arena was going to be built at, and, you know, and all of that. And he was at that press conference. Other than that, I look at Daryl Morey as the face of the, mm-hmm. you know, that's not a coach or a player. I look at Daryl Morey as the face of the front office of the Sixers. I don't even look at Josh Harris as anything here, really.
I'll tell you, it's not, and it's not really about him. You know, mm-hmm. we make fun of how he talks and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I actually think, and I know, I'll probably get killed for this, but for the three teams he owns, I think he's done right by all three teams, right?
Like, when
sure. He bought the Sixers, they were completely, they were not even in the public consciousness,
yes.
right?
Yes.
He bought the Devils. The Devils have turned around since they bought the Devils. And the Commanders, they have. I mean, they have a lot of good young talent.
That's my home state. Yeah, I don't even know about them.
Well, it's North Jersey. It's like not even the same.
We'll break it down with Flyers and 50 with Breds.
Okay. The Commanders, obviously, he's never shied away from really spent money, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And it's not that he's a billionaire, because they're all billionaires. It's just like, I think it awoke the deep down, and I think I tried to suppress it during the process because mm-hmm. I disagreed with so many people here about the Philadelphian in me.
Right.
This isn't an opinion I would normally have. It's like, you can't own the Sixers and also own the Commanders. Like, it doesn't, right. it just doesn't sit right with me. And it didn't really click for me until I imagined him mm-hmm. at the link celebrating a win that got him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, listen, and the thought of that, I agree. I could see where that would irritate me Sunday if that were to happen. But I don't know how much of that would be more me just irritated with the Eagles.
That they lost. Yep.
Than it really is Josh Harris. I got to be honest, man. He is the one owner. Well, I don't even know who the hell owns the Flyers. My bad, bros.
It's a group.
It's a group.
Yeah.
So I don't have a face to put as the owner of the Flyers. But John Middleton and Jeffrey Lurie by far are the best owners in this town, the most recognizable, the most connected with the city.
In touch
with their fan base. Seems to be a part of the fan base. I just, with Josh Harris, man, and listen, I can respect how the Sixers have turned around from where they were under the previous ownership with him as the owner. But even with that, I've never viewed him as the face of the Sixers.
The guy who did it.
Yes.
You know, we look at Lurie as the guy who took it from Braman. And
right.
we look at Middleton as, you know, it was sort of the group before with mm-hmm. the Phillies. But now we have, you know, post-David Montgomery, who was represented the owners, but we didn't have an owner to think
John
about
Middleton
with the Phillies.
Middleton seems to have jumped out there as a guy who wants to be out there connected with his fans. And I feel like Jeffrey Lurie, what he's done mm-hmm. during his time here, all the community awareness, Eagles Autism Challenge, all that stuff. Like, we know he's part of the fabric of the community here. I just don't get that with Josh Harris. I don't. I know he owns the Sixers, But I just don't feel like he's one of us, and I never have felt it.
Even though when they were trying to build the arena, the only thing he really cared about was rejuvenating Philadelphia.
Yes,
he
did tell you that.
He's doing right by the city.
That was a talking point. Yes, I got it. Yeah. That was a bullet point he had to hit.
We just thought about it this weekend. Yes. All right.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
215-592.
Yeah, I don't even want to be connected with that dude right there, man. That voice.
He's so faceless. Yes. Like he has no presence here. He has no presence here. But at the same time, if he's on the stage and he's making a scene,
that will become irritating. Yes,
especially when the Sixers are 15-27.
Exactly. Like, yes, worry about the team here.
Yeah, bro.
No, you're right.
Where are you when I'm doing this stupid podcast? You're celebrating about the Commanders. All right, 215-592-9494. Does it bother you that Josh Harris owns the Commanders? We do have a next question today. We've got a pair of tickets to go see Coheed and Cambria and Taking Back Sunday, August 27th at the High Mark Skyline Stage at the Man. Beautiful venue. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Today is Guy Fieri's birthday of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. He is 57 years old. And today's next question, you call it with the sports point, but we will ask you this, is give us your favorite sort of like trash TV show. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives is one of those shows you just, when you turn on cable, it's on, there's eight in a row, you sit there, you watch it, you know there's not a lot of artistic value to it, but you just like it.
Yeah.
Your favorite trash TV show.
My favorite shows right there.
Yes, those are the best ones. Jack, you got a favorite trash TV show?
So I'm a big John Taffer guy.
Ooh.
Bar Rescue.
Bar Rescue. Okay. Yes.
Bar Rescue's a great one.
That's a great.
That is a good
man,
one.
Man, you consider that trash TV?
Yeah.
It's
classic.
It's good TV, but it's just like, it's mindless.
Yes. Yes.
You're just watching
it. I love it. And Taffer's always yelling at somebody, man.
Yeah.
He scares the hell out of me. He
yes.
really does.
Yeah, I don't want to part of him.
I got to just go with the Love and Hip Hop franchise.
Oh, yeah. That's been going on for 20 years now?
Close to 15, just about. Yeah, and listen, it was kind of cool to be in on it at the beginning. I'm probably too old to be watching it now, but I'm still there.
All right, so.
Gotta admit, give me a good Love and Hip Hop. I don't care if it's Atlanta, Hollywood, New York, it don't even matter.
All right, so Jack has Bar Rescue, you have Love and Hip Hop. Mine is Impractical Jokers on True TV. Now, I know Jack's seen that.
Yes.
You've seen Impractical. You have not seen Impractical Jokers.
Did you know Murr's an Eagles fan?
I saw the picture of that. Was he at Dolan's?
He's at some bar.
Oh, okay.
Well, freaking out about the Eagles. I thought they're from New York.
What's his name? Murr?
Yeah. Well, Murr. One of the guys is Murr. Yeah. No. Murray? Murr? What's his first name? They just call him Murr.
Yeah, I just know Murr.
So essentially, Ike, it's these four guys. They're all buddies, and they're basically daring each other to do stuff. Like, they wear an earpiece, and they send them out on the street, and the other guys tell them what they
to
have
do.
To say.
Okay.
And they basically, if they lose if they won't say it.
Right.
Basically.
So you basically have to say something to a stranger.
Yeah, or they act like they're working somewhere, and they have to treat people terribly. I could watch the show for 100 years. It's always very awkward.
Right.
And it's the same formula every time, but I don't even care. To me, that's sort of like what trash TV
is. That's what trash TV is. Yeah, I agree.
All right.
I'm envisioning that. That's cool.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
It's a good show. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you care that Josh Harris owns the Commanders? And for next question today, for a pair of tickets, go see Coheed and Cambria. What is your favorite trash TV show? 215-592-9494. Leading us off, as always, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Guy Fieri, a Columbus, Ohio legend.
Oh, would you stop?
Columbus, Ohio legend, you know, from one legend to another. Hey, man, I had to call in today. Listen. Spike,
yes.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How you got a replacement hip? You've been playing drums and singing on the radio. What you did to get your hip replaced, if it's not too personal. You
know, no, I'll do it in 20 seconds. So I had an arthritis in my hip, and I was a runner for a long time. And then I'm trying to think how many years ago. It was maybe 12 or 13 years ago. We got rear-ended by a drunk driver. I had a torn labrum in my hip. When they went in and they fixed it, they told me, hey, this is going to make that happen sooner. They told me I need a hip by 40, and I made it all the way to 48. When I went to the doctor last year to do it, he told me I had no cartilage left in my hip. He had no idea how I was running. So that's how I have a replacement hip. But I feel much better now.
That's crazy, because I'm like, Ike was out here getting his head smashed against the wall.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yes.
And this dude ain't got nothing. I'm like, what? This dude, Spike, must have lived a hard knock life or something, you know. He needed hip replacement. But look, hey, man, I don't care about Josh Harris. First of all, everybody know I'm not even really a Sixers fan, so it don't bother me. But let me break this down for y'all. Josh Harris is a clown. Like, I'll leave that to guys like Chuck to talk about the whole Embiid and all that. Like, the Sixers, what they are doing, and I'm not even going to get into the back and forth with Spike. Like, the Sixers, I think the coach, Nick Nurse, is a great coach. I love Nick Nurse when he was with Toronto. All I don't like is the crime they do on the sideline. But, like, Josh Harris ain't really the guy of the Sixers, like Ike said. It's more of Daryl Morey's team. He an absentee owner. But if he come on the field Sunday, well, first of all, they're not even going to win. They're not even going to win. But if he come on the field Sunday, act like he's sandbagging and doing all that, like he going to talk, like, man, listen, dog, you might not want to step back, you know, in a Wells Fargo
game. Exactly. You're getting booed at your first Sixers home game.
Exactly.
We're booing you, yeah.
Well, exactly.
Corey, well, he has to show up first.
Corey, are you a Cavs fan? I don't know.
I'm not listening. I'm not an NBA guy. I'm not.
Okay. Oh, you're a Lakers fan. Would you shush?
Hey, man.
We know it. Everyone knows it.
He was a Kobe guy. He's a Kobe guy. Yes. Yes.
And you guys ditched the franchise.
Yep.
So there you go.
Talk about loyalty.
Rightly so. Rightly so. In fact, Lakers fans who continued to support them after they signed LeBron, I believe, are total frauds.
I agree.
Because they were Kobe guys making fun of LeBron for 15
for years. Yes.
You know, so, all right.
I agree.
Every man from the state of Ohio except for LeBron James. Everybody know me, know that. But look, I got to address something.
Oh, boy.
I got the leadoff caller. I got to address something. Listen, every other show is doing it. The afternoon show, we gonna stop dodging the question, all right? I ain't going to bring it up. But I know what y'all trying to do. Y'all trying to hold off, have these different topics and all that. I need the question brought up because I got some bullets in the chamber for y'all.
What?
So whether it be tomorrow, whether it be Friday, I need the topic to happen.
All right, we're not doing it now, but I need to know what the topic is.
You know what I'm talking about, bro.
I don't.
Because I don't want people to come on here and bring it up and start attacking you.
Who's better, Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts?
That's the question.
Oh, that's even a question? That's settled, Corey. We can't do a top. It's like doing a show on whether water is wet.
The topic is gonna be: is the quarterback gonna be able to win us a Super Bowl? It's supposed to. Let's go. So on Friday, tomorrow, that gotta be the topic.
You're waiting on the question. He's waiting to answer the question.
Well, that's okay.
I'm waiting for it. I got the bullets in the chamber. I'm gonna give y'all my trash TV show.
Yeah, what's your trash TV?
I try to act like I'm cleaning or stuff when it be on, but it's the Kardashians. I really be checking it out. But
wow.
Is that show still on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's still on.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I'll holla at y'all, though.
All right, Corey. Yeah, I had no idea that show was still on.
Yeah, it's still on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Quite the run there. There's some other shows on that. I think they're on E to begin, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's plenty from that channel that I think could win.
Oh, yeah. Well, that channel's like based around
it. Hey, listen, the mid-2000s, man, he was a good channel,
well,
man. True Hollywood Story.
TLC, yep. True TV, MTV still has a bunch
Bravo
of them.
Bravo had a lot.
Yeah, Bravo had a lot. Oh, dude, those stations live on that. You know what they are
VH1.
To me? They are the Saturday afternoon stations.
Okay.
It's 1:30. There's nothing on. You turn on a cable, and like each one of them has one of those shows
playing. They usually are running a marathon of these shows, yes.
And for my generation, it was to get home from school, and that was the only thing that was on.
Right.
Yes.
It was horrible, because I'd wait for Pardon the Interruption to get on. I'd wait for, Around the Horn.
Yeah.
Room is Burning.
I'm trying to think, what does my wife watch? RuPaul's Drag Race. That's what she watches.
Okay.
She DVRs them all week, and then watches them all in a row on Saturday afternoon.
That's the one thing I will do. It's not appointment TV for me because they're all getting recorded, so I just find a day where I can just watch a bunch of them in a row.
That's like what Marks did with Cops. Not to take a big answer, but I feel like
he was a big Cops guy.
Well, that show's
I'll
awesome.
Answer for him. He would have said Cops.
You know, you don't need that. You know why you don't need that show anymore? Because TikTok basically is Cops.
Oh, you're in line. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it basically is like,
it is Cops.
Here's a 22-year-old girl who got caught with DUI and can't pass the test. And she tried to proposition the officer. Where's part two?
How to take a simple traffic stop and turn it into a felony.
Yes.
That's you guys are really happy that TikTok's staying around.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me?
So
Sunday night, I was like, whoa, TikTok is back.
As an American, I'm not happy that it's there. As me in my house with
even know
something
what that
to watch.
Means.
Well, I mean, China.
I'm just happy TikTok
is
back.
Yeah, I just want to watch those videos. Yes. I don't care who owns it. All right, 215-592-9494. Does it bother you that Josh Harris owns the Commanders? Brandon from the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Brandon?
Yeah, I personally can't stand Joshua Harris.
Okay.
And go ahead, I'm sorry.
It does bother you that he owns the Commanders then?
Yes, it bothers me because he couldn't do nothing for us as Sixers fans for all these years. And then you're going to go down to Washington how many years now? Two, 3 years? And
two, three is 1 year.
1 year?
Yeah, when he bought a team last year?
You're going to show yourself at the link as a Commanders owner, as the owner of the Commanders, but you suck as a Sixers owner, as an NBA, you know, I just can't stand them.
I got you, Brandon. You got your favorite trash TV show?
Yeah, I was going to say the Kardashians, but I'm going to go with Pawn Stars.
Oh, Pawn Stars.
Now, well, Pawn Stars. Something else there nope. Oh, for a second.
Yes. P-A-W-N.
Yes.
Pawn.
Yes. Pawn Stars. I got it.
Yes.
Dude, Pawn Stars is great, man. They would come in, they'd offer no money for something that's really valuable.
Can I tell you, Pawn Stars clips on TikTok. Yeah. That's where I end up seeing Pawn Stars.
So Pawn Stars is not... The one pawn show that I watch is the one out of Detroit.
I don't know.
I forgot. Les is the owner.
I don't know.
He's running it with his son and his daughter.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember the name of that. Yeah, I can't remember the name of that show. That's one I picked up on. I think I might have picked that one up on Facebook.
My favorite part of
Hardcore Pawn.
Hardcore Pawn.
Hardcore Pawn.
Yeah, exactly.
Pawn.
Yeah.
Pawn. Okay. Hardcore Pawn.
The really creative networks here, trying to make sure that they
I watch all it all on PawnTube.
Something tells me, they thought about this when they put these names in there. Yes.
You can watch them for free on Pawnhub.
Exactly right.
See, that's always one step too far. There we go. Pawn. So,
my favorite thing about that show is that somebody will walk in with any item, and the guy's always like, oh, my friend who's an expert in that item is right down the hallway. Let me call him over. And then just happens to have an expert on
every
shoes.
Item.
Yeah, from the 1820s, you know, that are leather shoes from the 1820s happens to be there. So
Pawn Stars.
Pawn.
Pawn.
Pawn. Hardcore pawn.
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 Pawn. Oh, it's like Dawn.
Dawn.
Dawn. Yes. Dawn. Dawn and Dawn.
Yeah, not like the guy from Major League. Not like Dorn.
Like Dorn.
No, like Dawn.
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 Like the break of dawn.
Dawn Staley.
Dawn Staley.
Dawn. Yes. All right. 215-592-9494.
I think I am slow.
We're all slow. Does it bother you that Josh Harris owns the Commanders? And coming up next, Shannon Sharp had an opinion about whether the
Speaking
Eagles...
of saying something hard.
Yes, hard. Absolutely.
I love Shay, man.
Had an opinion about whether the Eagles can keep playing the way that they're playing on offense and win the Super Bowl. So we'll play that for you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. NFC Championship Week here on the show. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question. Does it bother you that Josh Harris owns the Commanders? Yes or no? What do you think the response is?
This is a tricky one. Because it's not just about how I feel, but how does the majority of the fans feel?
Yeah. I would say this before you get the answer. The percentage surprised me a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not going to say why, but right. It surprised me a little bit.
I'm going to go with slightly it doesn't bother the majority of people. So I'll go with 61%.
Say no.
Say no.
See, we thought about it differently. So it is 66% say yes, it bothers them.
Ooh.
But I was expecting, maybe it's because I'm so buried in Sixersville for part of my life, I was expecting 90-10, it bothers me. That's what I was expecting.
Right.
You're
expecting it to be way higher.
Way higher.
And you know the mistake I keep making? And I saw this a good amount on Twitter, too. Does it bother you that he owns the Sixers?
Well, yeah, that is it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that probably bothers people more than anything. Yeah, I mean, listen, I guess the fact he does own the Sixers and he's trying to stop us from going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And now I actually feel a kinship now to Flyers fans, because I remember Flyers fans got all mad when they bought the Devils. I was like, what do I care? It doesn't matter. Ha, 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 ha. I like the Devils now. Now it's really bothering. Yeah,
now he's in our way.
Yeah, and
does he ever sell the Sixers?
So I think eventually,
right.
But they weren't going to sell it until they got a building.
So right,
because
right.
That will truly change. Yep. But in a lot of ways, I think, you know, these guys, they own it for the value, but they also own it for the bragging rights. I think, like, they could buy any business and make money at this point.
They got, I mean, own three teams.
Right.
That's pretty big bragging rights.
I think it's less. And when you own more than one team, you can leverage. I don't know if you remember this. In the beginning, they started sending Sixers ticket buyers and season ticket holders like Devils ticket offers.
No.
Yeah, way back. And everyone was like, what is this? And I think they're smarter about it. They would never do something like that now. Right. But from a finance standpoint, they that's a lot of information they have on a lot of sports fans that they can leverage into other stuff. And by the way, as far as like, I know people are going to say it bothers them that he owns the Sixers. All I'd say from an ownership standpoint is be careful what you wish for in that way. We've had, you know, Comcast Spectacles, good owner of the Flyers. They were a bad owner of the Sixers.
Right.
They didn't care at all. They had tiny little locker room. Right. There was never any money invested into it. I don't think he's the best owner in the NBA, but he is far from the worst owner in the NBA. So as a Sixers owner, I really don't think he's been that bad, but I understand the anger because of where the team is.
To not get caught up in the weeds, and we actually move on eventually. I'm just wondering how attractive it is to own an NBA team. In other words, who's out there looking to get into the NBA business?
Well, at this point, not many.
Right?
Because when they bought it, think about this. When they bought the Sixers for like $250 million.
I thought it was $168. It was $250.
$250 million, and it's now worth conservatively $2.5 billion.
Yeah.
The problem now with those franchises is that, like, they're too much money. It's hard to find buyers that can raise that much money. You know, unless you're talking about selling them to Saudi Arabia or something. And they may be at, they're worried that they're at the peak of their value because they're never going to get another giant TV deal. The local TV deals are not as good as they used to be because all those stations are going. So I don't know how attractive it is at this price point.
NFL is number one, right? That you want to own, of course.
Yes.
Is MLB two and then NBA? Just the franchises that you would want to own?
I think certain baseball teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I would think the Phillies. Would you? I mean, like, this is a market where...
Yeah, I think they generate around $450 to $500 million a year.
Well, the thing about owning a baseball team is you have 162 opportunities to make money as opposed to 81 opportunities to make money with a basketball team.
Yeah.
So there's more games, there's more time, but there's also more nonsense. There's more operational stuff. So, but I don't know what... I would imagine that the average NBA team... is probably worth about as much as the average MLB team. That would be my guess, right around the same. I think the top franchises outside of NFL teams are like Yankees, Dodgers, but also Lakers, Celtics,
Knicks.
That sort of thing. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Does it bother you that Josh Harris owns the Commanders? Frank in Northeast Philly, you're on WIP.
What's up, Spike, Ike, and the guy who tried to take credit for single-handedly causing Trey Turner standing ovation?
By myself, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just joking, Fritz. Listen, I'm a listener. I don't call too often, but the whole Josh Harris situation, man, I was saying to your producer, first of all, like what you guys said, most of the owners in this city that we know, they were like a part of the city, you know what I mean? Like Ed Snyder, Middleton's doing it now, Jeffrey Lurie, you know what I mean? This guy's just like... You know, we're just another one of his commodities, I feel like, you know. And on top of it, I was saying to your producer, he might have one of the top five most slappable faces I've ever seen.
Now, we don't encourage that.
It's going to be awesome.
Except when it's Elliot.
We don't encourage.
I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You're saying theoretically.
Well, he's not going to get close enough to Josh Harris.
Yeah, I just want to make sure because he'll be at the link on Sunday.
Could you imagine a fisticuffs? Like, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
We're stopping it right there.
I see PD's plank took over.
Yep.
bursting if he caught a snowball to the head.
No.
Terrible idea.
Not go on the sideline then.
Yeah. Somebody's bringing in snowballs. Can you imagine somebody trying to sneak in a bag of snowballs? Like, what? What
is you can buy from the Eagles.
Say, are we selling snow or giving away snow?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Frank, give us, for next question today, give us your favorite trash TV show.
All right. For me personally, and I don't know why, I've just been enamored with the show from the beginning, is you know that show Gold Rush on Discovery Channel?
I've never seen it. What's it about?
Gold Rush, yeah.
So it's all these guys that are up in like the Yukon, and you know they're all on like the you know the mission for fortune. They're all mining for gold, you know, and they're all you know some of them hit it big, some of them don't. But it's just like
so it's a reality show. It is a reality show.
Yeah, reality show. But I mean, I've marathoned it many a times. You know what I mean? And the guys are characters. They're all maniacs.
All right, Gold Rush.
Gold Rush.
All right. Thanks, Frank. So as Ike and Jack mentioned there, and I see this is on Elliot's Twitter, the Eagles are selling the snow from the playoff win. The quote, the snow will be shipped using dry ice to maintain its natural state during transit. Purchasers are then encouraged to keep the container frozen to further preserve and maintain the snow's authentic state. The container of the snow will cost $50 for the 50 points scored in the game. I think there are only 100 of them. That's what most said. So the container looks like an ice cream container.
Mm-hmm.
So this is...
That's exactly what I thought it was.
How long is it going to stay like snow?
So here's my idea, right? If you buy the snow, the Eagles win on Sunday. You have a Super Bowl party. You make frozen drinks with the snow from the playoff win. You keep the container, whatever. What you really want is the container.
Sure.
Do you care that the snow's dirty? I don't care that the snow's dirty. Like, let me have the essence of that win coursing through my body.
Is this the snow from the field?
It's the snow from the link.
Yeah, from the link.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
I know.
There's snow in the stands.
Yeah, I know.
Then there's the snow that the players are running on.
Well, we need confirmation.
I didn't know if Saquon Barkley stepped on that
right,
snow.
Right, you don't know if there's grass in the snow or not.
What if it showed up and there's a little bit of yellow in it?
Dude.
It's my pee in it.
That's natural.
What
I know. That's nature. You're not going to taste it with the margarita mix and the tequila.
Oh, my God. Dude.
I think this is the maybe jumping the shark if you can sell anything. I mean, I know it's
well,
football.
They're going to sell all
they're gonna
of them.
They're going to sell out. Of course they're going to sell out. It's just like, it's insane. It kind of feels like a loss. I'm being honest. This makes me worried about Sunday.
Well, do you remember when the Marlins, because the Roy Halladay perfect game was in Miami, right?
Yes.
They sold unsold tickets to the game.
They did.
So I actually bought a couple of those tickets for my father-in-law for, I think it was for Christmas.
For keepsakes.
Yeah, keepsake. Yeah. But the ticket was never used. Nobody even had the ticket. So they could have printed 6 trillion of them. It didn't matter.
That's not snow.
Yes.
This is going to melt.
Well, not if you put it in the freezer. Just keep it in the freezer. It's a keepsake. No,
my only thing is,
yeah.
What are you actually going to do with it?
I'm gonna make a drink with it at the Super Bowl party. But my Super Bowl party that I've never had a party in my, I have one party in my whole life. Nobody's even been in my house except for our dog. So I'll feed it to Rebel and Scotchy. They'll eat it.
Yep, Marty likes snow. He does. He likes to eat the snow.
Yeah. So, and they don't even care if it's yellow. In fact, they like that.
They like it yellow. Yeah. You're right.
$50. Is that what Moshe said?
Yeah. $50.
Oh, that is awesome.
It's unbelievable.
That is awesome.
$50 for the 50-point score.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on the snow.
No, you don't want it?
No, I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
We will get to what Shannon Sharp said about the Eagles. Mm. You know, we have a big game on Sunday.
Big.
And sometimes, you know, when you have a big game, you want to be at peak performance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, we all know the athletes involved in that game are going to do whatever it takes to be at peak performance. Mm-hmm. When you're at peak performance in the bedroom, you need a little help. Blue Chew.
And they're not allowed to use enhancers.
No, but you are.
Yes. They're not, drug testing.
No. Mm. No. And you don't have to cycle on Blue Chew. No. On your, you know, you're eating dinner. You know it's time. You turn around, and it's not a pill, so you don't have to. It's not a swallow pill; it's a chewable. Mm. You turn around, you're like, I'm gonna have one of these, and be ready, and you're ready. Mm. Blue Chew, It is the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Staxin in chewable form, fraction of the cost, made here in the USA.
Best part.
Did you know that, Ike? Did you know that, John?
US of A.
Yeah.
And the good part of that is because they, you know, they're made in the USA, they prepare it, they ship it, so it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. Comes in I always forget this word.
Discreet package. Yep.
Hard envelope.
Everything about them's hard.
Discreet package.
Yep.
There's no shame in wanting to be at peak performance.
Mm-mm.
Tell me.
Your lady's not going to care. She'll be happy that you are at peak performance.
And you got to take your mind off the game. You know,
like yes.
All you're thinking about is Sunday.
All you're thinking about is Sunday. You can get your mind on
Sunday. Taking everybody to Pound Town,
yes,
baby.
Yes, yes.
Took mine for a test drive.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah. Everybody's happy. That's all I'm saying.
It's called a big dose of D.
So it's all online, Blue Chew. Online prescription service. No visits to the doctor, which I hate. I hate making. And now with doctor, it take you 4 months to get a doctor's appointment. Not with BlueChew.com. You go there. You meet with a licensed medical professional on air. You fill out the form. No waiting at the pharmacy. That could be awkward sometimes. Take more time. No. You go online, BlueChew.com. You fill out the form. Mm-hmm. And the best news, you can try it for free.
Yeah, I'm going to throw this in there, too.
Yes.
You know, some of those pills that you mentioned earlier, sometimes they can have sort of an after effect. You get headaches from it. Or yep. Have none of that.
You didn't have any of that?
No, I didn't have any of that. Nope.
Here's what you do.
That's pretty good.
Here's what you do. Great offer. Free. Free first month. Mm. Free first month.
Come on, man.
So is there one chewable in there? All right.
I'm just telling you, after a month.
Yeah.
Man. Everybody's going to be rethinking.
That's right.
There you go. Go to BlueChew.com. Consult with the licensed medical provider. Get your first month free, and then you'll be ready to...
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Y'all are nuts.
I like that one.
I didn't even know that was coming.
Yeah, battle working on a little jingle. Can you play it again?
Stop there.
Just one more.
It's time to chew it and do it.
And a little boing, 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 boing at the end.
What's that for?
I like it.
All right.
It's like a doorstop.
Yes. That's how I've been described.
Not after Blue Chews.
No, the doorstop.
For some people it is.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why you need it.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I don't have that problem.
No.
Now, you're a new man.
Yep. All right. While we're on the topic, Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, please get us back to
football. Yes. I'm trying. Shannon Sharp was talking about the Eagles and their past game, Ike, has not been.
it's been a topic of discussion.
Has
for
not
everyone.
Been particularly impressive, the yes. passing game. And Shannon Sharp was talking about whether they can win a Super Bowl this way. Here's what he said.
Yeah, because you can't stop the run. I'm in my first Super Bowl. John L., go back and look at those stats. Well, if you can't stop TD, you can't beat us. I used to tell, it got so bad, Stephen A. and Dio, I used to tell guys, if y'all stop TD, we'll throw the ball. If y'all don't stop him from running, we're not going to throw it. And right now, no one can stop them running the football. That offensive line is doing what they do. They're a dominant offensive line. They're one of the two or three best offensive lines in football. Not only can they pass block, but it's a pleasure. It's a joy for them because they really wanted Saquon to get that record also because they would have been immortalized. They would have been in the record book for immortality. But it didn't happen. But look at these holes that he's running through. Why would I ever want to have Jalen Hurts to drop back and throw the ball when so many things can go wrong? As opposed to just turn around and hand it off to him, and he hit his head on the goalpost from 60 yards. Four TD runs against the Rams covered at least 60 yards, guys. Do you understand how hard that is? This is an NFL team. So, yes, this offense is good enough. You're going to have to make them beat you with their weakness. I believe their weakness is throwing the football. But if you keep playing to their strength, letting them run the football, yes, they can run themselves to a Super Bowl victory. Yes, they can.
What do you think of the comparison to the Terrell Davis, John Elway Broncos?
Yeah.
Different quarterback.
Yep.
Well, that's for sure.
What'd you say?
Different quarterback.
Well, that stage of his career, maybe it wasn't much different of a quarterback. John Elway was much older.
Right.
Yep. At that time.
Yep.
Very similar to Peyton Manning winning it in his final year.
Yep.
So where they didn't rely necessarily on the passing game with the exception of a couple key throws on third down. And, yeah, I believe they can win it. I agree wholeheartedly with Shannon because the team has embraced this identity. If they were reluctantly doing this, then to me that would be different because then you would still be calling plays that put yourself in disadvantageous situations. They aren't doing that. They've embraced this. Kellen Moore has sort of embraced it. Jalen isn't fighting it or forcing throws down the field, you know, trying to keep his name in the headlines. They understand this may lead them to a championship, and ultimately they're all going to be known as champions. Doesn't matter how they actually get it. They're all going to be known as champions, and that's what you have to do, and that's what I like about the formula that they have. That's what I like about the makeup of the team, that while we struggle, and I say that collectively as a fan base, not individually, we struggle to embrace this throughout the year. I think a lot of people have come around to accepting it and saying, this is what you go with. And quite frankly, I'm happy. I'm less stressed. Now, obviously, there's going to be moments where you're like, okay, we need to make a play or two here. We need Jalen to make a throw, key third down. To his credit, he's been able to do it late in games. He made two key third down throws last week to AJ.
And a fourth down.
One of them was a fourth down. So it's hard to argue against what has been successful for them. And when I look at the rest of the teams, I mean, it really boils down to the Eagles' defense. That's what allows the offense to stick with this identity. It's because of how good the defense is. Because if the defense were a sieve giving up points every drive, then you wouldn't be able to do this, right? You'd be behind the eight ball and you're trying to catch up. But because the defense plays so well and they don't give up a ton of points, it allows the Eagles to stay within what they want to do. It allows Jalen to stay within what he's capable of doing. And it's why this team is where they are. Now, would we like more comfortable wins? Sure we would. But you're in the final four of the NFL. There are no comfortable wins. I mean, to see blowouts is just a rarity. It'd be more of a surprise. This will be a one-possession game. And quite frankly, this is not even a question. It's just a thought that popped in my head. Would I rather have the Eagles' defense on the field late against Jaden Daniels? Or do, you know, winning and you have to get a defensive stop to get off the field? Or do I want the Eagles offense on the field trailing, needing to score?
We want
the Eagles defense on the field. Or you want the offense. Which one you want? I want the defense.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think I'd rather have the offense on the field.
Mm. I'll take my chances with the defense.
Yeah. I understand.
I trust our defense a lot more. I understand Jaden Daniels and what he's done.
And did us
yes,
6 weeks ago.
Yes, and I don't want to tempt faith. I'm with you there. But I also think we want a shot at redemption.
Yes.
The Eagles players also remember what happened late in that game.
And to me, this is the only question left. I admittedly spent weeks and weeks and weeks saying, This isn't going to work, right? Mm-hmm. So now it has a chance to work. I'd be ridiculous
with
to
two games
yeah,
away.
Yeah. I mean, there's only four teams that can win, and we're one of them. So,
yep.
And the question for me no longer is, for a while it was, they got to fix the pass game, That ship has sailed for me. There's no fixing of the pass game in the final 3 weeks of the year. There's no playing any differently. Like that, this is now done. I think there are situational questions. Should they throw it here or should they run it here? You could have those questions should they go for two here? All those things. But we are no longer. And by the way, I wasn't the only person saying they're going to need to be able to throw it better.
Oh, no. There are
a lot of people who are like, this isn't going to work. Shield, we have on every week, has always been said, this isn't going to work. And the Eagles, this is a bigger question than Jalen. This is no longer about Jalen. This is about the defense. This is about the offensive line. It's about the coaching staff. Can they finish what they started the way that they started it, right? Mm-hmm. And they have a chance to do it. And no longer do I want them to work on a adjusting it. No longer do I really care. Well, I would love to see, you know, Jalen was passing the ball well early against the Rams. I would love to see it, but I'm no longer saying, hey, this is mandatory. They're going to have to figure out a way to do it. Now it's just they've played this way since the bye week. They've only lost one game that entire time. So now they just have to do it the same way. And now they have to either prove. And the one thing that I think is working in their favor now is that the league this year has changed. It's just not the throwing league that it was 3-4 years ago. It has, because of how teams are playing defense, and I think they've all copied Fangio to an extent, they've made it harder to throw the ball in bigger chunks. So teams are, we've talked a bunch about how there's Josh Jacobs, there's Derrick Henry, there is Saquon. There are a lot of giant rushing seasons this year. So this may be the first year of, going back to maybe how football was 20, 30 years ago until they change a rule and make it easier to throw again. But I think the league is in a place where this is a little more possible than I had believed 6 weeks or 8 weeks ago.
Well, and here's the other thing. You can't just do this with any running back.
Right.
We got somebody special.
Right.
This dude is not just a running back we stuck behind the line. We've had three straight years of Pro Bowl running backs. The other two guys don't look like this, didn't look like this.
Right.
This is why this dude is different.
Yep. Yep, and we had the great offensive line then.
Yes, you had a great offensive line each year.
Yep, yep.
This dude is different.
Yep, I agree. All right, coming up next, why don't we see what they're scared of in D.C.?
Oh, in D.C.?
Yeah, Commanders fans. Why don't we find out what B. Mitch thinks of Josh Harris?
Scared and B. Mitch don't go together.
Nah. They're playing the fight song today at practice.
Oh, were they?
The Eagles fight song at practice?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right.
We'll see how that goes.
Okay, guys. Brian Mitchell joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.